I think there'll be no decision, TK.
No decision.
But what should happen is, and hopefully will still happen, is that two new teams is a must, starting from next season, and the season after, another two teams.
Okay.
We need four teams. I don't think that's possible straight off, but I definitely think we need an injection of two new teams for the start of next season. Not the season after, the start of next season. The you know, expansion has taken quite some time. We had it once where it failed, but that was quite some time ago. I think this franchise is ready to go. Let's give them a go.
There you go. That was Robbie Slater yesterday on the Big Sports Breakfast saying, look, he doesn't think they'll actually expand, but they should expand. He'd like to see two teams come in next year and then another two teams, so we'd have four new teams in the space of 2 years. Speculation is that Melbourne's in the comp and that Canberra have missed out. God knows what that means for other Sydney franchises. And joining us on the line is Phil Moss. G'day, Mossy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I've got a quick question for you before we get started. When Dave Stanley takes, is he putting on your voice, TK, or Ray Warren?
Exactly right. He just carries on. He carries on. What do you think now, midday today, the FFA make a decision? What do you think will come out of that?
Well, the mail is that MacArthur Southwest Sydney and Western Melbourne are the two bids that have got the seal of approval at the board meeting last night. But there is strong talk that one will come in next season and one the season after. And that being Western Melbourne next season and then MacArthur Southwest Sydney the season after. I don't agree with it.
No.
I'm not making the decisions, but I don't agree with it. I tend to agree with Robbie, although I would probably phase it in over three seasons, so let them have a season and then a season of growth with that expansion and then another two teams a season after that. And the reason for that is I think the expansion has to take two phases. It should be two teams in the league next season. They've had enough time to get ready. FFA have had enough time to look at it. I know the board has changed, but the competition needs an injection and it needs it quick.
How come Canberra misses out?
I just don't think they tick enough of the boxes, Loz. I think they've had some opportunities down there, albeit with borrowed clubs. I think the Mariners, when we went down there a few times to play games, and the Socceroos have been down there. They haven't exactly had people swinging from the rafters in the grandstands. So I think that's probably counted against.
Yeah, but they're not going to go and support a team.
No,
that's not their own.
Sides want their own. Yeah. I mean, fans want their own team.
That's exactly right.
Of course, but that was the Socceroos experiment. Take the Socceroos World Cup qualifier there and see what that does. And it didn't smash the lights out. But I do think Canberra have got a very strong case as phase two of expansion would be regional. That's where I think Canberra come to the party, and particularly if Wellington Phoenix fall over or they're kicked out, which is always talked about, then I think Canberra would be in a strong position to take that spot.
All right. The Sydney Derby this weekend?
Yeah, big one, mate. It certainly is. As we said the other day, two differing results from last weekend. Sydney losing to Wellington, Western Sydney winning their game against going into this game. So they'll have confidence, but interested to see two goalkeepers who used to play for opposite clubs, Andrew Redmayne and veteran Janjetovic, pitting themselves against each other. They both established themselves as number ones now going into this derby, and a long history there. So it should be a cracker. I think Sydney will find a way to win the derby as they have so many times over recent years, and I think it should be a crackerjack game.
And do you agree with TK's assessment that Sydney FC will go and buy the best couple of players available and go on and win the competition?
Oh, look, I think they'll certainly be shopping. Stevie Corriger, I know he's doing a lot of work behind the scenes. That loss of Trent Bahaja is a massive loss for them this season. It really gave them something different with the pace to get in behind, and the creativity of Ninkovic and De Jong when they're on the ball facing forward. You've just got to have that threat in behind. So I would say he's looking very far and wide to make a signing in that department. And look, you know, Sydney's form hasn't been great the last couple of weeks. They know that. Stevie Corriger will know that. So a lot of work to do, but certainly a big game coming up Saturday night.
Do you agree with myself or Terry? Mossy, I'm going to put it right on you. Melbourne victory or Sydney FC to win it?
Well, I back Sydney FC. And I, you know, this is for the premiership or the grand final?
Grand final. I'm a grand final man. Final.
No,
grand...
no. You got to win the. Oh, not win the
first
grand final.
The post.
No, win the grand.
Yeah.
Grand final.
Nothing.
I concede Melbourne victory the best team in the comp at the moment.
They are.
But once Sydney go shopping,
you don't know who they're going to get.
Don't worry, it'll be
There's talk of Bobo's on the market.
Nah, we've moved past Bobo.
He's moved to Turkey. Hasn't been a great one, but again, it's Sydney need that pace. And if you look at Melbourne victory, the likes of Barbarossa's, they've got it. Nola Toivonen's a great platform for them up front. Yeah. So they've got a very good mix down there.
Yeah, they have. And Aaron Mooy being ruled out of the Asian Cup, that's a big blow for Arnie and his team.
Yeah, done. He's out for 3 months. So that opens the door for the likes of Antonis, James Troisi, those types of players that can play that role. But although, to be fair, Graham Armour was deploying Mooy deeper in midfield as a number eight. So... yeah, it's a massive blow. He's a top performer in the Premier League every week for Huddersfield, and that's a big hole to fill. Tommy Rogic will now have to step up, and it's about who Graham Arnold puts in the base of midfield next to the likes of Jackson Irvine, Maslalongo, but it certainly affects the quality in midfield.
Can we win the Asian Cup without him?
Look, I think we can, because if you look at what Arnie's got in the attacking third, and as I said, Aaron Mooy was playing a little bit deeper, I still think we've got the quality, and I know under Arnie he'll have the defensive structure to make it hard to break down for opposition teams, and we've still got the quality in front of goal, so he'll be working hard to get goals out of Leckie, Cruz, Rogic, those types of players.
You're a good man. Thank you, Mossy.
Thank you for that, TK. You're a good man too.